Hello, and welcome to Camp IOU Radio Theater. Please sit back and join us for another interesting adventure as Fancy, a Steens Mountain Cougar horse, takes us on a fascinating journey into the mind of a horse. Some of you listeners may identify with these tales, as the equine guests at Camp IOU seem to have taken over the place. In this episode, Teacup stars in a commercial and gets full of himself. Fancy shows how a seemingly down-to-earth donkey gets quite impressed with himself and what he thinks is surefire stardom and goes Hollyweird for a short time. Let's listen as Camp IOU guests arrive for their nightly story.
It has been a perfect day on the eastern Montana plains. To update our audience, we all moved from the Inyokern Horse Hotel in the high desert to Camp IOU in Ingomar, Montana, pretty recently. After the longest trailer ride ever and being stuck with my sister Nugget for days on end, we finally got here to our new home. By the way, it gets cold in Montana, but we all have our winter coats. Meanwhile, the owners kind of look like little penguin balls protecting themselves from the blizzardy snow. But spring finally came, with clover almost as tall as me and the best grass I have eaten anywhere, period. Today, there are some clouds floating through a blue sky at our camp. Our owners are getting a bite to eat at the historic Jersey Lily, so we won't get interrupted in the middle of our story, which actually happened when we were back in the high desert in California some months ago. By the way, I'm Fancy. Well, I'm told that I am, but really that's also my name. I'm a Steens Mountain Cougar mare, originally from Bend, Oregon. I'm a longtime guest at Camp IOU, and it seems to me that all the equine guests sort of become long-term, if you get my drift. And now we guests finally have the owner squared away on the plains. He's learned a bit more about gumbo mud, so he quit getting stuck, well, at least for now. He understands our schedule, like when we like to receive treats, when we like to come into town, well, you know. The following adventures may be slightly exaggerated, but otherwise they do resemble real characters and real events. And something like this actually did happen. For now, as the sun sets on the plains in gumbo country, let's join our fellow guests as they hustle and bustle around Camp IOU, gathering for this week's story time. As usual, Nugget, my younger sister, is making a nuisance of herself. Raisin Kane, our very handsome mammoth jack, is getting everybody in order and sort of irritated at the lack of organization. And the owner is hoping for some Kiger mules from us and Raisin, but we'll just have to see about that. For now, I'm not saying that Kiger mules wouldn't be gorgeous. I mean, they'd take after me, wouldn't they? I'm a deep golden buckskin dun color, whereas my sister Nugget is a lighter gold, like her brother Spirit from the movies, which Nugget never fails to remind us of. Anyhow, Nugget could care less about anything right now except showing off. Certainly not making mules. Oops! Nice slide right into the barn, Nugget. Oh, the owner's really gonna love that one. As the guests gather around, I will introduce them to you. Tonight, there's my son, Little Doc. Nugget, will you stop showing off? Raisin Kane. Zach, our handsome Mustang. Owen's mules, Genghis and Attila. A few visiting cows and a llama. Oh, I forgot. Here comes Amy, a little beagle. And Covey, a golden retriever, who has some sort of fascination with skunks. Ew. Well, everyone is busy keeping their distance from Covey, who can blame them, and now we can begin. Tonight's story is called Teacup Stars in a Commercial and Gets Full of Himself. Teacup got his name because he was a really small donkey when he was adopted by the owner and came to be with us. Amy, there's nothing bad about being small, really. Well, anyway. Teacup was a cute little black donkey who tried to make himself bigger by strutting around. Now, Amy, don't take offense. We're not talking about you directly, and quit bumping Nugget. You're just egging her on. Anyhow, Teacup started out small, and he did use his cuteness to pull the wool over the owner's eyes to get special snacks and other favors, which Nugget was quite upset about. She still is, I think. And things definitely went from bad to worse the day the Talent Scout came to the desert. Yes, the Talent Scout. I wasn't overly impressed because the Talent Scout wasn't looking for me. And Nugget started jumping around trying to get his attention. We did too, Nugget, but he did not even notice. Not you and not me, because he was looking for a young donkey to star in a commercial with Cindy Crawford. Okay, Raisin, okay, Cindy Crawford's cute, but so am I, so there. Anyhow, Teacup really started showing off and got the job for the commercial. And the owner got a job too, driving that spoiled little donkey back and forth from the set each day. The Talent Scout also needed some chickens, which the owner had to take to the set along with Teacup. That was really fun to watch. Of course, Teacup pretended he didn't even know the chickens, which was quite upsetting to the rooster, who became overly agitated on the second day and was restricted to home base for the rest of the commercial. Then the rooster had to listen to the hens and Teacup blabbing on and on about each day they spent at the set. Well, as you can imagine, Teacup, who was already spoiled rotten, got more so each day. The crew was feeding him special food from the star trailers, and everyone thought Teacup was so cute, especially Hind. Why, for 2 days after the commercial was over, Teacup pretended that he didn't even know any of us. Just imagine. And all he did was talk about Cindy Crawford this and Cindy Crawford that, and when my scene came up, and more of the same. About that time, a woman showed up from a racetrack in Southern California. She had a horse racing there and was looking for a companion for her horse. How she heard about Teacup, we still don't know. There was gossip that Nugget talked to her and invited her over to get rid of Teacup. But that was never proved accurate. Besides, Teacup immediately volunteered, seeing more stardom in his future. And all that sort of thing. So Teacup is now busy being a companion to a really good horse at the racetrack, although Teacup would still prefer top billing. Something like Fantastic Little Donkey helps mediocre racehorse win races. But that is not going to happen. So Teacup learned that he wasn't always a star, and that was quite a lesson for him. Well, we all learn our lessons in various ways. Except Nugget, I would imagine. Oh, our story time. It's come to an end. Teacup is happily at the racetrack, and we are at our new adventure in Ingomar, Montana. Now, don't you forget, everyone is invited to story time at 7 p.m. sharp next Monday. Now, good night, all. And thanks to all of you listeners for joining us at the Camp IOU Radio Theater. Tonight's episode was brought to us by Jerry Bradley's fantastic art design in Corian and Wood. See more about him on our webpage. Now don't forget to watch for more radio theater episodes also on our website at campiou.com. The next one's titled The Tale of the Getaway Boys. Until then, remember our lesson for today. Being small doesn't mean much unless you're trying to see over a 7-foot fence and are a little donkey named Teacup, or maybe even a little beagle named Amy.